Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, folks, and welcome. It's a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. What the heck? It's crazy what's going on in this world, man. We need to bring back the insane asylums. Judge refuses. This is where we're going in this country. Judge refuses to define woman. Dismisses lawsuit by sorority sisters who sought to block man from joining. Well, I'm assuming he's already been accepted because a biological man wants to become a sorority sister, and I guess he's going to be allowed to. I don't know if he has to. So it's going to be interesting, you know. You know, the Don't Tread on Me flag? Well, the origins of slavery. A 12-year-old boy was booted from Colorado class for grads to then flag on backpack. Yeah. I'd be like, I'll be getting an attorney. Time to be getting the kid out of school to begin with. And I don't know why you haven't been public schools to begin with. 11 people aboard a Delta Airlines flight are hospitalized due to severe turbulence and injured. That's why me and my wife might have an all-out brawl. Just kidding, you know. But, you know, we never go to bed mad. We always say we love each other. Fitness influencer Larissa Borges, 33, dies after a double cardiac arrest. You know, remember how, like, okay, we have 80 people that are dead from COVID. That's 100 yesterday and 80 today. And tomorrow we can expect another 100. Yeah, that death counter for COVID. Where's the vaccine death counter? It's complicated. White House refuses to say whether boys playing girls sports is a woman's right issue. You know, it's amazing how we've gone from women's rights to men playing women's sports, and no one's doing anything about it. Don't be drinking coffee if you see this photo. Kathy Griffin gets her lips tattooed, shares swollen before photo. Oh my God. For a second there, I thought it was Carrot Top. Remember that dude? It does. It looks like Carrot Top. I don't know if she had to get like her lips swollen to get the tattooing done. I don't know. But after 35 years, Nordstrom's is out. San Francisco and Nordstrom's, and I mean San Francisco's done. It's gonna look like Cuba really soon. I got so much I want to get into. Don't forget this, folks.
Hi, friends. My name is Dr. Anita Phillips, and I am a trauma therapist and the host of In the Light podcast. And today, I get to share one of my favorite verses with you. John chapter 15, verse 12. In it, Jesus gives us a simple yet profound command. He says, love one another as I have loved you. So the question is, how did Jesus love? And the answer is, intensely. In fact, Jesus was an emotionally intense guy. We hear him described in the Gospels as being moved with compassion. Jesus' love moved him to do things. Very often we talk about love as an action, and it does manifest that way, but it begins as something on the inside. Let us pray that God would fill us constantly with the kind of love that Jesus had, a love that moves us to action. I want you to be the one to love another today, in word and in deed. Look for ways to be caring, to be kind. Let compassion move you. But I also want you to see this commandment fulfilled in the world. world in another way. I want you to let someone else love you. Very often we're happy to be the one. I will go out above and beyond, spread love wherever and whenever. But when it comes time to let someone else love us, to show us care, to show us compassion, to help us, we resist. Now, I'm a therapist, and I talk a lot about self-care. I want you to do that. I want you to take care of yourself spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. But one of the most overlooked forms of self-care is the decision to let someone else care for us. Receive love. Give love and receive love. You are worthy of receiving as well. And if no one's told you today, I love you, and Jesus loves you.
Ooh, don't forget that, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. What a conversation we got for you today, folks. This is, did South Park have it right? Remember when they did the Ubex, those, the Goobex? They were like almost like a one gender, one, it's a mix of all genders, races, species. The language is a mix of all languages. And they made like that weird like language. They took our nerves. Oh, we loved it. Do you want to show snow shoveling service today? Oh, someone already did it for 25 cents. It ain't worth it for 25 cents. It may not seem like much, but they put that in the bank now, and in their time, by the time it gets there, that 25 cents goes up to $52 million, which is about $25 in their time, but it's enough to feed their family. You know, is that where we're headed? A judge refuses to define woman, dismisses lawsuit by sorority sisters who sought to block man from joining. I love how they say a man joining, because, sorry folks, if you're new to the conversation, if you were born a man, you're always a man. I don't care what he thinks he is. He's going to have to have a prostate exam when he's 40. He's going to have to drop his drawers, and his doctor's going to stick his finger up his butt to check his prostate. I'm so tired. I hate these people that you can be whatever you want to be. Okay, I identify as black, and then they go AWOL. And they start going like ballistic and want to, like, if they had a gun, they'd probably start shooting people. They get violent. Well, you said I can be a man, I can be anything I want to be, but as soon as I identify as a black man, oh, you can't, how dare you? Well, what the heck? It's funny how instantaneously, just like at the flip, just at the thousandth of a second, you go from, you can be anything you want to be, you can't be, how dare you? The sorority sisters will now be forced to accommodate a terrorist Langford, given the name Dallin, D-A-L-L-I-N, a 6'2", 260-pound man who believes he's a woman. Wyoming U.S. District Court Judge Alan Johnson, after hearing allegations of sexual deviancy on Langford's part, ultimately dismissed the case on Friday and stated that redefining women includes males as Kappa Kappa Gamma's bedrock right as a private volunteer organization and one this court may not invade. Johnson notably used Langford's preferred she-her pronouns in his decision and repeatedly referred to Langford as a transgender woman. I'm so tired of this. He is a man. If he has male private parts, this is what I'll do. I'll take anybody, and I will give me your blood, and I'll have it DNA tested. And whatever it comes out, that's your gender, okay? Have that guy buried. In 100 years, dig him up. Science will not go, oh, he was a woman. No, they'll say, hey, there's no pelvis there. That was a man. ridiculous. Now, do they have to accept him as a member? I don't know if they have to go. I don't know if he has to get initiated. A delegate of a private voluntary organization interpreted woman, otherwise undefined in non-for-profits bylaws, expansatorily, this judge may not invade Kappa Kappa Gamma's freedom of expression, expressive association, and inject the circumscribed definition plaintiffs urged, he added. This is ridiculous. When I look at that photo of that dude, I just see someone that's like, I got a golden ticket. It's like when I've joked about back in my day when I was in 7th, 6th, and 7th, and 8th grade, we would have, if we could have done this, we would have said, I would have said I was trans just so I could go into the locker room to see the girls naked. Back then, I'm not going to lie to you. And I guarantee you 99% of the men would have been like, you mean to tell me I can see them naked? I just have to pretend I'm a chick? Score! And who's going to be the one that's going to be the bigot? The women. How dare you? You should be loving and supportive of this woman. He's not a woman. He's a biological man. How dare you? No, it's hard. You don't know what it's like to come out. And you do? Did you? No, I'm a man. I have a private. No, I'm just saying. It must be very difficult for him to come out. This dude just looks like a creeper. This dude looks like someone you'd find on, like, hello, I'm Chris Hansen, and welcome to Dateline. To Catch a Predator 15. The Wyoming edition. Our undercover people have been talking to some guy who says he's a chick. The decoy who says she's 12 says she wants to do this and this and this and this and this and... I mean, it just looks like a creeper. And this is what's sad. A 6'2 trans-identified male will remain at a sorority in Wyoming after a court dismissed a suit brought by 6 of its female members. The women said Emeritus Langford has been watching them undress in the sorority and sometimes with an erection with a hard on. He's not trans, dude. He needs help. These people need help. Show me where that's okay in the Bible. We get away from the Bible. I mean, I look at that photo right there, and that's all I see is I've got a golden ticket. I get to see women undress naked. And they're the ones that are the problem. He's the problem. He's a biological man with an erection seeing girls undress. But the women are the problem because they're not inclusive. They need to be nurturing this guy. They need to be, no, he needs help. He needs help. We're going to go right here, folks, because I have to read this. First Corinthians 15:35. What does it say? The resurrection body. But someone may ask, how will the dead be raised? What kind of bodies will they have? What a foolish question. When you put a seed into the ground, it doesn't grow into the plant unless it dies first. And what you put in the ground is not the plant that will grow, but only a bare seed of wheat or whatever you are planting. Then God gives it a new body. God gives it the new body he wants it to have. A different plant grows for each kind of seed. Similarly, there's a different kinds of flesh, one kind for humans, one kind for animals, one kind for birds, and another for fish. Yeah, And there's different types of flesh, one for men and one for women. You don't become a woman just because you say you're a woman. There's different flesh for fish and animals and birds and other kinds. That's right, folks. There's not multiple. You can't just say, I'm a fish. Yes, I'm an inanimate object. It's funny because a lot of conservatives are using that. He identifies as camera. He identifies as a camera. His pronouns are like camera and, you know, Polaroid, film, whatever, you know. Those are his pronouns. Yeah. So you better identify him as such. Because they sit there and they, like when all these liberals go off, this guy goes, I identify as so-and-so, you better address me as such. And what can they do? Because they can't sit there and not, I mean, if people want to start, like, I guess in Michigan, you can get in trouble. You can go to jail for, like, misgendering someone. I'm like, I would just say, yep, you misgendered me. Yep, I want him, yeah, officer, I need this guy arrested. He misgendered me. I want him thrown in prison. I want lock him up as long as, I don't care, whatever the law states, as long as I want to prosecute him to the fullest extent of this law. Whatever I want him, I don't care. Solitary confinement, whatever. Federal, I don't care. Death row, he misgendered me. Yeah. See, I'm a transgender. No, I don't know what you would call someone that their gender changes. I'm gender fluid, so I can change my gender at any given time. So if I feel like it, whatever you call me, I can automatically say it's the wrong gender. So, you know, he could call me a female, and I could say he misgendered me, and then this person could call me a male, and I could say he misgendered me just because my gender changed that quickly, you know, because, I mean, apparently you can be anything you want to be except for a white person can't identify as a black person because that's racist, you know. No, I want to identify as the first black slave owner because the first slave owner was black. Oh, yes. The origins of slavery, you know, the Don't Tread on Me flag, the Gadsden flag on a guy's backpack. A 12-year-old boy was booted from Colorado. What's he doing in, dude, you need to have him in homeschooling so he's not indoctrinated. But the problem you have in this world is, You have to stand up for what you believe in because now it's so indoctrinated. When I was in school, knew my State of the Union address in history class. This is what he's going to do. He's going to talk about the State of the Union, how we're doing. He's going to come, shake his hand. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. He's going to be greeted by this person, that person. This person's going to announce him and this person. And they're going to explain what happens. Now you watch it, they would have like a Trump State of the Union. Well, that's, man, can you believe that? That's a lie. Yeah, to anyone that believes this Trump person, yeah, you need to go to hell because you're wrong. You know, they would go off on everything being bad, you know. It wouldn't explain the process of a State of the Union. They would just dog on the political opponent. If you're wearing anything that's pro-America, pro-Trump, we're going to have you thrown out of school. You're going to be suspended. You cannot wear that stuff. You have to wear but I guarantee you, you could have, like, pro-communist stuff. You could have, like, Fidel Castro stuff. You can have Stalin. You could have Mao, Mao Zedong, Chiang, all these, like, dictators that killed millions of people. And it's like these people, like this one lady, she goes, oh, I believe 1,000,000%, if there's less guns, there'll be less violence. Really? Wow, because you know what I see when I see a store that doesn't want people to have guns in it, you know what, the first thing that comes to my mind, I'll tell you what comes to my mind, Okay, I'm going to go in and rob that place because there are places in San Francisco where they don't want cops with guns to go in there. We want to keep the violence down, so we don't want a cop with a gun in there. Okay, well, then I know to rob that place because, first of all, if you don't want a cop with a gun in there, you're not going to want guns at all. That means ain't no one going to be in there to take me out or try to stop me. Well, I mean, I could probably in San Francisco steal like $900 and get away with it. Oh, I'd be like, okay, yeah, I'd be suing. Okay, well, yeah, can I ask you a question? What's your name? Because so my attorney knows, because I'll be suing. He had a patch with a flag on there with what has origins of slavery. Oh, wow. Maybe you need to teach about, it's like they want to erase history. They want to erase history. How dare you? That has origins to slavery. How dare you? Yeah, you know, you know, that kid was smarter than me. Yeah, you know, the first slave owner was a black man. The first legal U.S. slave owner was a black man. Do your knowledge. Do your research. You know what, ma'am? Teacher, go to a place on planet Earth that's never had slavery. Oh, yeah, you won't find one. I hope you teach that the pyramids were built by slaves, because they were. You know, we don't put our hope and faith and trust in God anymore. Don't worry, folks. There's $25 million that's going to be coming for more vaccine. They're going to come up with another vaccine because we need to have a vaccine. Ezekiel trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. There was no one like him among all the kings of Judah, neither before or after his time. Second Kings 18:5. No, we put our hope and faith in everything else. We don't want to know anything. That has ties to slavery. How dare you want to... Wow. So anything, any piece of history when slavery was still around until it was abolished by Republicans, you could say, well, that has ties to slavery. These people don't worry, folks. Just keep getting offended. Keep putting your panties in a bunch. It's sad. That patch has origins with slavery. Yeah, you know the first slave owner was a black man, right? Do people not know that? You know, but then there are these idiots that want like, I want like $25 million. I need reparations. I was never a slave owner or a slave, but what if your ancestry goes back to you being slave owners? There were black slave owners, multiple black slave owners, lots of black slave owners. Remember, it was blacks in Africa that helped gather blacks to get them over here. It has nothing to do with the color of the skin. It has to do with cheap labor. White Europeans were sold to Africans as slaves. Know your history. But of course, it's these anti-American, progressive, liberal teachers that think they know everything. But we don't put our hope and faith in anything, but don't worry, folks. We're going to put $25 million towards the vaccine. Don't worry, folks. We're going to make sure that you need this one you need to get. Maybe you need to put your hope and faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Remember that when they had all those people? Like, they had like the COVID counter of all these deaths? Why don't they have a vaccine death counter? Fitness influencer LaRosa Burgess, 33, dies after double cardiac arrest. This lady is like in peak physical condition. Man, would I love to be in that type of shape. But I'm on the see it diet. I see it and I eat it. And I got a, and I'm about, I look like I'm like 5 months pregnant. Cool. Now I can take my pot belly and say I identify as a pregnant woman. Yes. My pronouns are I'm pregnant, 5 months. You will identify me as such when in Michigan, or I will have you arrested and I will have you prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Because if you misgender me as not being a, because I identify as pregnant, I'm not fat, I'm pregnant. I never thought that reality would trump the National Enquirer. Remember those magazines that had like stories that were so fake, like The Onion? Remember The Onion? Oh, man. I wonder if they even exist anymore. I mean, they couldn't even make up stuff. I mean, reality is more bizarre than what they could ever write. But she was like a fitness guru. No, it doesn't really say if she got the vaccine, but I can almost guarantee you she did. I mean, someone like that at her age, it's going to be rare that you're going to have. I want to see if maybe she might have. I mean, unless she comes up as something in her system, you know, like if they do, because they're going to do a toxicology test to see if maybe she was taking something or anything, but. I mean, I'm not condoning what she, I'm not like making fun, man, this is heartbreaking. But we'll have to wait and see, but they want to do like tests to see if there was anything in her system. It's amazing how many people, I'm assuming it's been the vaccine, considering that's a big, that's like a 95% side effect. It's complicated. White House refuses to say whether boys playing girl sports is a woman's right issue. I love the way Breitbart titled that thing, you know, because I was listening to this, and it's like, men playing women's sports. No, if you were born a male, you're a male. There's no, well, he's technically, no, if you were born a male, you're a male. And it's funny how they fought for women's rights. Now the women are silent when it comes to men. I mean, do you think we should have men's and women's sports, or do you think we should just have one? I mean, seriously, why have men's and women's sports? Why not just have one? Seriously, just have one. And when women never win, because I want to identify as a woman, that way I can be in the WNBA and dominate. It's sad. They don't want to talk about it. It's complicated. Yeah, but they refuse to answer whether boys playing in women's sports. It's a women's rights issue. You know, you spent all this time fighting for women's rights to get them out of the house and get them working so that they can be out of the home and not be there to educate the kids. And guess what? Because I've gotten into it. I've talked about this many times because I show the photo. You know, you want to go back to that time when women didn't work? Yeah, when women were not in the house, when the women were at the household and didn't work, a man can provide for a family of four with a house, a car, and send his kids to college. Send them to college. Not, here's a $200,000 loan. Good luck paying it off in your transgender rights degree. Yeah, I got a degree in transgender social issues. Yeah, now what I'm going to be able to do is I'm going to start a transgender social rights issue. It's going to be like a thing, like where you can go and you can get help, you know, because if someone misgenders, yeah, you know, we need to, it's going to be like a re-education center so we can take people that think that there's only men and women, that there's not 50 genders or races or whatever, you know. You know, you have the right to think you're a giraffe and he has to identify you as such. No, you can play all the silly games you want to. If you want to think you're a lamp or an umbrella or a telephone pole, you can pretend whatever you want to be. I don't have to pretend along with you. I cannot tell you how many times in the last 2 weeks I see someone gorgeous. I'm like, what's up, girl? Where's this? And this person turns around and it's a biological male. But the way they dress like a female. And it's like, it's over there. Thanks, man. Have a great day. You too. Anyone saw this person from behind with the long hair and the way they dressed, you would say, woman. Nowhere in a million years would I ever have, if it was a bet, I would have bet on, it's a $1 million on female. Clint turned around to the guy, I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, so many people now, you can't even identify me, I don't know. It's sad because we've gotten so far away from the Bible. Adam is made from the dust. And Adam went, God put Adam into a deep sleep and took one of his ribs out and created woman. Yeah. And Adam named her Eve, and she was the mom to everyone that came after. Thanks, Mom. So now, whenever you refer to Mom, your real mom is Eve. Kathy Griffin must not be doing too well. That's not because she came out with a photo. Kathy Griffin gets her lips tattooed. She has swollen before picture. I don't know if you get your lips swollen up so they can tattoo the things. I have no idea. I don't know. I think she's not doing well. My look at this photo is it looks like Carrot Top. No joke. The first thing I thought of was Carrot Top. Hey, how you doing, buddy? But, you know, I think she's not doing well. She's instead of trying to get attention from the right sources, you know, instead of giving hope and faith and trust in God, she's putting it in other things, and now she needs that attention. So here you go. She's going to get her lip. And I wonder what when this goes to the wayside, I wonder what she's going to come out with in 2 weeks. Because I think that picture of the beheaded thing of Trump was her trying to get, hey, I'm here, I'm still relevant, hey, talk about me. Nope. It's sad what this world's come to, you know what I mean? It's ridiculous, folks. It's nuts. Yes, 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 folks. San Francisco is what's going to happen to America if we don't do something now. Nordstrom's is gone. After 35 years, Democrat-run San Francisco loses Nordstrom's. They're done. I mean, how can stores like this stay open when you're allowed to loot, riot, and take all you want to and they can't do anything about it? When you can just go to Nordstrom's and steal whatever you want to and they can't do anything about you, I'd probably be in prison because if I saw a bunch of people look like they're going to go do something, I'd be doing some van damage myself. I'd be knocking them. I'd be sitting there and making sure they get knocked out. I might take 5 or 6 of them down. But, yeah. Like Pennsylvania, that bulletproof glass is enticing violence. If you didn't have that, there wouldn't be shootings. There was no bulletproof glass until I got shot at. Then I put it up to protect me and my store. People don't just put up people didn't have bulletproof glass in the 50s. When they started to get robbed and shot at convenience stores, that's when they said, okay, this is the third time we got robbed. Okay, we're putting bulletproof glass. Everything's behind the counter. You have to, if you want something, you pay for it, and then it goes through, and we give it to you. We put it in this chamber, and it goes down here, and it comes up, and you can pick it out. That way, if you try to put something in there, we can't, it will stay there. If they try to, put some sort of gas or something in, a chemical or something in there, it's sad. It's sad. There's no morals, there's no values anymore. There's no values anymore. They're gone. Take me to a place where I can steal all kinds of stuff. I'm not going to do it. Hey, ma'am, I want to buy this. I love that. I love that. I might call one and say, because let me tell you, you wouldn't be stealing stuff at my store if I was working at it. I'd be like, well, you're not supposed to bull crap. They're going to get cold clocked. You're going to get cold clocked. That's all. I'm just saying. You're going to try to rob me? Yes. Yeah. Make sure I got my verse right here. 3:7. Husbands, in the same way, you husbands must give honor to your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is an equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should sow your prayers will not be hindered. Treat her. Yeah. It says, husbands, treat her. Not treat him, they, there, then. In the same way, you husbands must give honor to your wives. Husbands give honor to, husbands give honor to the him, hey, she, her, it, they, whatever. You want to laugh? My producer just came in. She's got to see this. Looks like Carrot Top, don't it?
Is that really her?
Yes.
Is that a real picture?
Yes.
Is
she
that
shared
Photoshop?
That. No, that's her. She's getting her lips tattooed. That is actually, she shared that photo.
Oh, wow. Where's Robin?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's this whole world. Our boys playing in women's rights. You know, they fought for years for human rights. Now, from human rights to women's rights to now, there is no women's rights because men are playing in women's sports and no one cares. There's a sorority where a guy is watching sorority sisters undress while he's fully erect. And, well, that's not we're the problem. You know, the women are the problem because they don't want to get, because it must be tough. He's coming out. It must be really tough. Yeah, really tough. The women are the problem. No, a pervert wanting to see women undressed naked, pretending he's a chick, who's a man with a penis, that's a problem. When did males claiming to be chicks who have a hard-on when girls are getting undressed, since when are the women who are creeped out by this sicko, when are they the problem? Why isn't the man who needs to get help, who needs therapy, who needs the Bible, who needs to realize that he's got some issues, why aren't they the problem? I'd love to know. I'd love to know when. I'm surprised there hasn't been a group of people trying to free Jared from Subway. I think I cooked for that dude multiple times, like probably 7 times. And he was bringing kids to tell them how to eat healthy. And it creeps me out knowing what he was doing. Eleven people aboard a Delta Airlines flight hospitalized due to severe turbulence and injuries. That's why I never go to bed mad. I always tell my wife I love her. There supposedly were 151 passengers on the plane and 14 crew members. Both crew members and passengers suffered injuries. However, none of the injuries sustained were life-threatening, but still, I mean, that's why when there's turbulence, they tell you to stay in your seats with the seatbelt on to try to minimize, and you heard the term minimize, doesn't mean it's going to be a guaranteed be-all-end-all. But from 2009 to 2021, there were 30 passengers and 116 crew members seriously injured because of turbulence out of the millions of people who fly each year. So that's not bad. With everyone that flies because of turbulence, you don't want anyone getting hurt. Don't get me wrong, folks. You know, so you got to be careful out there. That's why you always tell people you love them and care for them and you're there for them. Got about 13 minutes left in the program, and I don't know if you've heard about this, but the far-left Microsoft is developing a new type of face-tracking technology that promises to be both cheaper and more accurate than competitors. Your device is watching you back. Microsoft files patent for hyper-accurate face reader technology. Scary. Pretty soon, you're not going to have a password. You're going to have a code. There you go. It's sad. Microsoft is developing a new type of face tracking technology that promises to be both cheaper and more accurate than competitors. The face tracking tech aims to not just track people's faces, but also understand expressions on human faces. A technology which could have wide-reaching impact in data-driven advertising allows giant techs to learn even more about us and how we respond to content. It's scary. Microsoft aims to use the technology in its augmented reality, AR, and virtual reality, VR, video games, which usually requires bulky headsets. Reclaim the Net talked to the CEO of an enterprise-focused AR and VR company that specializes in marketing, who outlined the possibilities. If Microsoft succeeds in making facial tracking cheaper and more effective than Grimms Group VP Jake Meyer, then it could have its hands on one of the most lucrative AR and VR metrics you could possibly have. It's scary because I think, this person said this, they'll scan your face and you can't come in here because you said this or you did this or you can't. He's a non-vaxxer, so. But I got about 10 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Put your hope and faith and trust in Jesus Christ, not in this government.
All right. I'll talk to you later. So, what happened with you and your boss? I love you. Bye. I'm trying to talk, and you're doing all this over here. What's wrong?
No. It's scary.
I don't like that.
And that's the funny thing, because I was looking on this before I get into some Premier League a little bit. But they act like, well, Trump is nearing 60% approval rating. I was told he was above 60% like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Ever since, they're going to do anything they can, because they can't go after this man to try to indict him. Because he can be in prison, and he can win the presidency, and he can pardon himself. So if there's a lot of people saying if they're going after him to indict him, they're going to have to try to guarantee that there's no way he can get in. Because if he gets in, then he's going to go after him. But Republican DAs can go after Biden. They can go up. I'm tired of these. Well, we're going to probe. We're going to probe the Bidens again. We're going to probe. Wow, what are you going to investigate Hillary again for the 100th time? You already know she did it. It's just nuts, folks. But that's the world we live in, folks. You know, it's a world where the Onion couldn't come up with anything as what's going on right now. I mean, the Onion, heck, you could take a story that's a headline, factual story now and put it in the Onion in the 1980s, and they would have thought, man, this is hilarious. Man, who wrote this? Chink. Who would have thought that stories that are factual now would have been like a story in the Onion back in the day, or the National Lampoon. Oh, jeez. It's crazy. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to get into some quick Premier League news. Hope you all are doing well. I've got about 6 minutes left. What a transfer window we're going to have, folks. I think I don't know what to make of this transfer window. We should have had the Glazers long gone. It's going to be interesting to see what happens to the Glazers. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, Amrabat loans rejected. Gravenbrunch is going to Liverpool. Amrabat and Cucurella close. See, everyone talks about Donny van de Beek, and, you know, he never got a chance, in my opinion. He never played. I mean, I don't know. He hardly ever played at all. But they're looking at Amrabat on a loan deal. I don't know if they can buy. I don't know. But Donny van de Beek, from my opinion, never got a chance. I think he would have been great. He just was never given a chance. I think he was bought and all he didn't want him and never, well, I'm never going to use you. I don't know why they brought you here. But I don't know. And I think he just kept being told. I don't know, because I think he told everyone they were going to be, I'm going to play. Well, you can't play every player. But all these players like McTominay and they have interest in Scott McTominay. I think it's Bayern Munich does, but Bayern aren't going to pay that. United want way too much money. He was never a 45 million pound player. McTominay, 20 million. If they would do it, take it. He's not. McTominay and Harry Maguire, 60 million. They should have taken it. Oh, United want a lot of money. Now, they overpaid for a player, and now they want to try to get a crap load of money for a player that they overpaid for that's a Lysol toilet bowl. They're horrible. Harry Maguire, I don't know if I'd want to have Preston North End. I mean, you need to take that crap and put it in the bin. Come on. Bloody hell. He's horrible. It's like Alexis Sanchez. I'm like, why is Arsenal getting rid of him? It's like Cucurella. I'm like, why are they getting rid of Cucurella? Like, I just hope we don't have another, I don't want to have another Alexis Sanchez. Where you get him, and he's like, man, why are they getting rid of this player? Cool, we're getting him. We're getting Alexis Sanchez from Arsenal. Score! And then he turns out to be like the biggest flop ever. Like, oh, Lord. Pay me. I would have done better. I played the game. Skibidi. I played the game back in the day. But, you know, it's been a long time. I was in goal. So, you know, transferring from goal to the midfield would be very interesting. But I'd have done better than Alexis Sanchez. Heck. They overpay for these players, and then they want way more than they're worth. It's ridiculous, mate. It's bloody ridiculous. Well, we want this much. You guys suck. You can't even sell a football club. It needs to be sold because you don't have the money to fix the stadium. It's falling apart. Everything's going the hell in the handbasket. But don't worry, folks. We know how to do transfers. We overpay for players, and then we try to get way more for the player than they're worth. 30 million for Harry Maguire when we bought him was about right. I'd have paid that. Because guess what? When he didn't work out, you only spent 30 million, not 80 million. I think they need to have like a thing in there like where, imagine if you only got paid, if you got like a small salary, but you had that, but if you won, you got like your, like a big percentage. Dude, we need to win this game, man. We need 3 points, man. Dude, I had a high court writ, man. They came in. I had to sell crap, man. I had to give them crap, man. Man, I'm about to get evicted, dude. We gotta win. Yeah, that's my second high court writ, man. Man, I went to the council, man. They had to put me up for the night, man. We gotta win. I gotta get my house. I gotta get a place to live. I mean, seriously, folks. I mean, we got Mason Mount, and everyone's like, well, you got to give him time. I hope Mason Mount ends up being something at United, but I have a feeling if I hope he turns out to do something, but I don't see it. I don't see it, man. And I know Ten Hag's doing the best he can with the crap he's given. I mean, if that crap should go in the bin, what the heck? I mean, why would you? Okay, that's what they want. They want to get someone in United that's going to be able to take whatever crap they overpay for, and turn it around. Win us a Premier League title. Here you go. This is it. You want what? Okay. Yeah. Real Madrid don't want him. Man City don't want him. Chelsea don't want him. Okay. Yeah, we'll take him. Yeah, if they're getting rid of him, there's probably a reason why. We want to win, so we want to get someone that's going to do something on the pitch. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. And don't forget, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Monday, good night all, and God bless, and goodbye.